Good morning, it's March 27th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a shocking turn of events, Russian President Vladimir Putin has acknowledged the tragic terrorist attack at the Crocus Concert Hall near Moscow, which resulted in nearly 140 deaths and 182 injuries, attributing it to Muslim terrorists. This incident marks the deadliest terrorist attack in Russia since 2004, shaking the nation to its core. Despite the Islamic State stepping forward to claim responsibility for this heinous act, and Putin's own identification of the attackers as radicalized Muslims, the Russian government has cast a wider net of blame. In a controversial move, it has also pointed fingers at Ukraine and the West, suggesting their involvement without providing supporting evidence. This narrative seems to serve a dual purpose, deflecting criticism of the security lapse and bolstering support for Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. The aftermath of the attack has seen a flurry of activity. The suspects, identified as nationals of Tajikistan, have been formally charged with terrorism. Reports have surfaced that two of the attackers had previously spent time in Turkey before making their way to Russia. Amidst the investigation, Russian media have raised allegations of torture against the suspects, adding a layer of controversy to an already complex situation. Furthermore, ISIS-K, a branch of the Islamic State, has also claimed responsibility for the attack. As the dust settles, the search for additional victims has concluded, with no more individuals found in the rubble. To date, 11 suspects have been arrested in connection with the attack, with 8 remaining in custody. The incident has not only left a scar on the nation, but has also intensified the geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine, casting a long shadow of uncertainty over the region. In a revealing moment for France's economy, the country's public deficit for 2023 has ballooned to 5.5% of GDP, overshooting earlier projections and stirring a wave of criticism towards Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire. This financial misstep not only puts France at odds with the European Union's deficit target, but also signals a troubling trend of escalating public debt, now standing at 110.6% of GDP, surpassing the anticipated 109.7%. The root of this economic predicament lies in a significant gap between government revenues and expenses, marking the highest deficit since the 2020 to 2021 crisis. This situation has led to a public debt that has exceeded 100% of GDP for the third consecutive year, challenging the European Union's 3% deficit target and placing France under the scrutiny of credit rating agencies and opposition parties. Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire, once noted for his economic credibility, now faces the daunting task of steering France back towards fiscal responsibility. In response to this fiscal imbalance, the French government is considering various cost-saving measures and additional savings, all while resisting the temptation to increase taxes. These efforts aim to realign France with its fiscal targets and ensure economic recovery. However, the impending assessments from credit rating agencies such as Fitch, Moody's, and S&P could significantly impact the government's reform plans and France's credit standing if a downgrade occurs. Adding to the complexity of France's economic landscape is the European Central Bank's adjustments to its monetary policy in response to inflation. While a tightening of policy has been observed, a potential shift towards monetary loosening could further complicate the situation. This development underscores the need for a closer examination of France's fiscal policies and their potential impact on the country's economic future. In a world where sweet treats are a universal delight, the cost of indulgence is climbing to new heights. The cocoa market is witnessing unprecedented price surges, with futures contracts for May, delivery reaching a staggering $10,030 per tonne, marking a 3.9% increase. This surge is attributed to poor harvests driven by extreme weather conditions, including severe heat and heavy rains in key cocoa-producing regions. The impact is palpable, with chocolate prices soaring by 12.6% over the past year, significantly outstripping the general rise in supermarket food and drink prices. The root causes of these price hikes extend beyond mere weather anomalies. Climate change, coupled with El Niño conditions, has played a pivotal role in disrupting cocoa production. This disruption is not a fleeting challenge. Analysts warn that the price increases observed in chocolate products this Easter could herald a longer-term trend. As a result, major chocolate producers and companies like Hershey and Mondelez are grappling with rising costs and complex supply chain issues. The situation is further complicated by the dry and dusty winds expected in West Africa starting in April, which could exacerbate the already strained cocoa harvests. This looming threat poses potential price increases and changes in product offerings for industry giants such as Mondelez International, Mars, and Hershey. Amid these challenges, companies are innovating by promoting non-chocolate Easter treats in an effort to mitigate the impact on profits. However, the repercussions of these market dynamics extend beyond cocoa. The Baltimore refinery, critical to the supply chain, has been affected by port closures, while European green coffee stocks have plummeted and coffee prices are witnessing a rise due to tightening supplies. This confluence of factors underscores the intricate interplay between climate, supply chains, and global market trends, painting a complex picture for the future of our beloved chocolate treats. In a remarkable testament to culinary excellence, Germany's dining scene has reached new heights, with a record-breaking 340 restaurants being awarded at least one Michelin star in the year 2024 Guide Michelin. This achievement underscores not only the quality and diversity of Germany's culinary offerings, but also its resilience in the face of industry-wide challenges. Despite grappling with a significant shortage of skilled labour and the pressures of rising costs, the German restaurant industry has managed to shine on the global stage. Among the stars, 10 establishments, including the notable Essenz in Grasso, have been awarded the prestigious 3 Michelin stars, marking them as elite dining destinations. This year's guide also places a spotlight on sustainability, awarding 77 restaurants with a green star for their commitment to environmentally conscious practices. However, the journey to culinary stardom is not without its setbacks. A total of 27 restaurants have seen their stars dim, losing their Michelin status due to reasons ranging from closures to a decline in quality. This highlights the competitive and ever-evolving nature of the restaurant industry. Looking ahead, the 2024 MICHELIN Star Award ceremony, set to be hosted by Germany's oldest Chamber of Commerce, promises to be a landmark event, with the potential to spotlight Hamburg's finest dining spots. The Michelin Guide, which began over a century ago in France as a way to encourage travel and boost sales for the Michelin tire company, has been recognizing Germany's culinary talent since 1966. This year's record number of stars not only celebrates the current achievements of German chefs and restaurateurs, but also sets a new benchmark for culinary excellence in the country. Imagine a world where the rich, luscious wines we've come to cherish from Southern Europe and California become a rarity. A recent study in Nature Reviews Earth and Environment and Nature sounds the alarm on the profound impact climate change could have on traditional wine-producing regions. The essence of wine as we know it is under threat, with global warming already pushing the alcohol and sugar levels higher and causing harvests to occur earlier than ever before. But the real wake-up call comes with the prediction that a temperature increase beyond 2 degrees Celsius could render 70% of current wine-growing areas unsuitable for viticulture. This puts iconic vineyards in Spain, Italy, Greece, and Southern California at the forefront of climate vulnerability, particularly those nestled in coastal and low-lying areas. The study doesn't just highlight problems, it also points towards solutions. It underscores the necessity for the wine industry to pivot towards more resilient grape varieties, such as Grenache and Monastrell, which are better suited to withstand the hotter, drier conditions predicted for the future. Beyond varietal adaptation, the research advocates for a suite of proactive measures. These include the adoption of drought-resistant grapes and the exploration of innovative vine-growing techniques, all aimed at safeguarding the industry's future. The message is clear: to preserve the legacy and profitability of wine production, adaptation isn't just advisable, it's imperative. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.